Blog Talk Radio.
After oh. You have never heard that whole song, and I thought that today, since it's a special day, and let me just say good afternoon, and thank you for joining me for the special broadcast of Budget Weddings NYC for you on Saturday, the 31st of January. Yes, it is the last day. Can you believe that the month has gone by so far, so quickly? The first month of 2015, it is gone in, 6 hours. A little over 6 hours. Welcome to, as I said, the BW NYC for you. My name is Charlena P.F., your host. And yesterday I knew that I would not be back in the city at the time of broadcast, so I thought that I would, and since I didn't have a guest, I said, all right, let me just change it until today. So we are a little, just an hour less than 24 hours later. So today I had planned something completely different, but getting back, even getting back from various places today, I didn't get back until just a half an hour ago, or a little less than half an hour ago. So we are going to do only a couple of things, and one of them is that I'm going to read from the book, from my book, which is out, as you know now, it is out on the 24th of January, not the 28th as I thought initially, but the 24th, and just to let, I'll let you know about some things that are going on with that. And then I had originally thought that I would let you hear one of the people that was that participated in the teleseminars, and I had four over the course of the last 2 weeks, but because I did not get back in time to set that up, I will not be able to do that this time. But I will in the very near future, maybe then fall in the next, at the next broadcast, which is in 2 weeks, a little less than 2 weeks, because it will be on Friday. So I will let you know, though, in reference to the teleseminar, and as I said, I had four over the course of the last 2 weeks, three of them in the first week, two of them the day before the day before the publication, or 2 days before the publication, because it was on the 22nd. So I had one the 22nd, the 24th is when the book dropped, and then also on the, oh, I take that back. No, it was the 20th. Dropped on the 22nd, and then I had another one on the 24th and one on the 28th. For a total of, I think I had 16 guests. I'm not really sure at this point, but I think I thought I would have 12, but I think I really had 16 guests. So over the course, within about 2 to 4 months, you will either hear them, part of them, on a broadcast, a radio broadcast show, because I have some phenomenal guests. I think I already told you some of the people that were there. I'll just let you know who those people are just very briefly in a few moments. And they had great information for you. Yes, for wedding planning, definitely yes for wedding planning, but also for your life. I mean, your life now, and then also your life after you're married. I just could not believe how much wonderful information I was able to glean from their participating in the teleseminar. It was truly, truly, truly wonderful. I will be sharing that with you in the very near future. And then also, just to let you know, the book, New York City Budget Weddings, Elegant and Affordable, Creating Your New York City Wedding for Less Than $15,000, is currently on Amazon and has been published, as I said, just almost 2 weeks ago now, but it was on the 24th of January, so that's really 7 days ago. So 22nd, so 10 days ago. So it is on Amazon, but here's the really exciting news. I am so excited about this. I will be getting my printed proof probably by the end of this week or the following week, which means after I take a look at it, and this will be the real one after all of the edits, because I did have a printed proof once before. But the real one will be in my hot hands probably no later than the 9th or 10th of February. And the book, the printed book, will be available on McNally, at McNally Jackson and Barnes & Noble. So it will be truly, truly, truly exciting. Now, another thing that will be exciting is that I'm going to either give away or, I'm definitely on my website, I will be giving away a mini version of the book. And I actually might sell a match book of that book. That's so funny to say it. A match book of that book. But I was looking at, and I realized, and it wouldn't be for very much. I mean, 99 cents maybe, or I might even give it away on Amazon. But it will definitely be on my website, and it's and then you'll also be able to get my newsletter as well. So I think that, and that should be out in within 2 weeks as well. So the mini and the printed proof will be coming to me at least by in about 10 days, I guess. Alrighty. So now, as I say again, this is Budget Weddings NYC for you, and it's Saturday the 31st. It is now 5:40. I have only got 20 minutes to do everything that I was going to do. And so I've already given you the overview. So I think what I'm going to do, even though I really wanted to share with you one of the people that was on my, that participated in the webinar, and if I can figure out, or not even figure out, if I can do it, I will do it by the end of the show. At this point, what I'd like to do is to share with you, and I really need some water, but I don't have any water here. Anyway, what I'd like to do is to share with you the table of contents from my book. So let me just do that, and I think that'll be fun. And then if I have a couple of minutes left after that, because I have 22 chapters, and I'll probably want to tell you a little bit about that. But after that, I will see if I can squeeze in something from the book. Okay? So, all right, before I do that, I just wanted to tell you the people who were both live and pre-recorded who participated in the webinar. The teleseminar. So on Tuesday the 20th, I wanted to give you a background on myself for about an hour there was a reading on that day from the book. There was also a pre-recorded interview with Art Winford and also Jerry Castanos, and they are both owners of wedding cake topper companies. And then also on that same part one was Jade Daru, and she's the organic makeup artist. And I'll have all of everybody's email and website is already up on my website, Budget Weddings in My State. Also, let's see, in the evening I gave you an overview of the upcoming guests for about 15 minutes, and then Tina D was on, and you may remember she is with Inner Gem, and it was on Gemstones for Planning and Success. Wonderful information. She, of course, has been on the show before. Then I had a pre-recording of Kavan, who is the pastry chef. Cakes by Kavan. I actually, almost for each day, I had a pastry chef on the show because I know that's a huge part of wedding planning. You have to, of course, your tips for saving money are for the, and probably really in this order, they are in this order, for your guests, if you're having a sit-down dinner of a past hors d'oeuvres, or even just a dessert, or not just, but it would be the reception and the cake, and then after that, your apparel. But your apparel should not be that expensive. Maybe your rings are the next thing in line. Alrighty, so anyway, so each time there was a teleseminar day, there was a pastry chef. Then from 9, who was after that? I think I spoke up just a little, very briefly after that. Then the second part was, I had hoped it would be an interview with Reverend Debbie Nardozzi, but she could not. She had meetings all day, so that just did not happen at all. So I actually had another person come in. I had another pre-recording, which I for some reason didn't record. Actually, I had Debbie, a pre-recorded version of Debbie, actually, Res Dev, as she likes to be called, and then Asha Johnson, and that's who I was going to do a recording of part of the interview with her. It was really quite wonderful. And then Rose Jeffries was in, and you may remember she came about 2 years ago for the Oscar show, and she may be back for this year's Oscar show, I'm not sure yet. And she was talking about beauty and fitness. And then after her was Anina Young. And then actually I had a teleseminar challenge and had to switch up, and oh, it was just crazy. So the day actually went long that day. Because it was only supposed to be from 2 to 8 and became 2 to 9 because I had some sort of glitch, as all teleseminar folks do. But Anina Young, as you know, has been on 2 Oscar shows and 1 Golden Globe show, I believe. And she does the undergarments, and she owns Frazen Lingerie up in upper Manhattan. And then after her was Dolores Moody, and I was feeling kind of silly because I was really hungry by then. But we had a really good interview as well. And then I had a pre-recording of Fuzia Adrisi, who is my bridal budget, and she's a wedding coordinator, so my wedding coordinator. I had a pre-recorded interview with Robin Lewis, who is a hairstylist for women of color. Very in-depth information from her. Then for my meditation guru and the person who helped me get my meditation, my weekly meditation, she really didn't say to me, you know, you should do a meditation. I just from listening to her, I decided that I wanted to do a weekly meditation. Kathy Threet Grant. And then Rose Jeffries came back and she talked about fashion. Then Pauline Stout, who was the winner of the Wedding Cake Taste Off, was here, and we talked in depth about various trends. You'll want to tune into that when I offer that again. And then after her was a pre-recording of Reverend Louis Olivieri, and of course I did not even. Count those, but as you can see, it was a full roster of people. It was really quite wonderful. There was supposed to be a live interview with Art also, but Art, and I'm hoping that his father is fine at this point, but his Art had to rush his father to the hospital, so that's why there was a batch of pre-recordings on the last day. But in any case, let me, I see that I have used up a lot of time here, and I did not really mean to, so let me just give you a heads up of what's in my book via the table of contents. All right, when you go on to Amazon and you want to just check out what's going on in my book, let me just tell you, it looks like it's a book that's 500 pages. It is not 500 pages. It is 200 pages, and I might be able to write, this may have been the last time I'll write a really huge book, because I know that a lot of people really just want to get the book, you know, get the book, get the information and in short spurts. So that's what I've been told. But, you know, this was my first book that I wrote. Alrighty, so the table of contents include, of course, the acknowledgments, and I talk about all the people that helped me out via the course of the writing of the book, yes, but mostly during the course of planning various weddings, but specifically my own, and then various elements of other weddings that I have worked on. And then I give you a little bit about myself. Now, I wonder if I have that twice. I didn't really mean to. Oh, no, I did. All righty, and then there's a preface and an introduction, and then we get to the meat of the book. All right, so I tell you about the ultimate affordable wedding, and of course, I know that you know this, but you can always go to City Hall or the City Clerk's office. But just so you know, because when I went to get my license to being able to officiate weddings here in New York City, they only accept money order or credit cards. They do not accept cash because they don't they don't wan you as you go in. That was what I was explained to me when I tried to give him cash, and he said, "Oh no, we do not take cash." All right, so the ultimate, so you can get in and out of City Hall, I'd say in about 2 hours, depending on the day. It depends on just how busy they are. From start to finish, it might be 2 hours to 3 hours. And people go there, and they're in various states of dress, from long wedding gowns to minis, and then, of course, pants or pantsuits or whatever. Then they, not oddly enough, but they do sell flowers and other accoutrements for your wedding. And you can get in and out for $60, I think. $25 for the $35 for the ceremony and $25 for the license. Something like that, but it's $60. Alrighty. And then chapter one is a plan to meet the challenges of wedding planning. I walk you through a meditation of sorts. I give you suggestions on how you and your fiancé can meet challenges of wedding planning. Because as you get into it, you'll see it seems both daunting and easy when you're looking from the outside. But once you're in it, it feel easy. It's very strange. It depends. But oftentimes you'll need and want to meditate on various parts of your wedding planning. And as such, it will go easier if you do. And then chapter two is what type of wedding. And that's in terms of the formality, in whether you want a formal wedding, a happening, a casual wedding, or something in between, and I give you ideas as to how you can go about attaining any of those. Your budget, then we talk about, or rather you'll find that I will give you various budgets that you can. In actuality, I have a book that is more specifically about the various budgets that you could work within and how to get that up and running. I have various ways of planning each price point. In this book, I do not. But I do talk about how you can figure out your wedding budget and the parameters to honing that budget so that it is manageable. Chapter four is wedding budget suggestions, and I go from $500 to $15,000. And then chapter five is nothing real, and so you have your dress, your wedding apparel, and I go through the various could use for your apparel, and that's from both the male and female perspective. And chapter six is to consult or not to consult. I, for one, recommend that you do consult, not because I am a consultant, but because I did it without a consultant. And I think that in the long run, even the short run, if I had had a consultant, some of the things that happened would not have happened. And some of them had nothing to do with me, but if I had had a consultant, I believe that would have Even some of the things that didn't have anything to do with me would not have happened or would not have been a challenge. Chapter seven is venues, and that's all about, actually it's all about Riverside Church, which is where my husband and I were, our ceremony was performed. And I go through the various rooms that are available to rent within Riverside Church, and the things that they will and will not allow during the course of the wedding ceremony. And there are pictures for them as well. And, of course, the contact person, who is Angela Gregory. Then in Chapter 8, I have even more places in the city to get married and how much it costs. Now, most of them are Christian. I was not able to get information from synagogues, because they only give information, or at least the one that I called, or the couple that I called, I think I called two, told me that they would not give information to someone who is not inside their community, and didn't think at the time to ask someone who was within a Hebrew or Jewish community while I was writing it, and I would have been able to get information. But I, you know, at the time I was trying to do it, I thought I would be able to do it, but they said no. Now, in Chapter 9 is reception food and drink, and also about cake. So, and I give you some background on cake, but then I give you various resources of where you can get your food, what you can do if you're on a really tight budget, where you can get your cake, and people's contact information, just lots of information. And then I, in Chapter 10, the venues are so big. It's such a big item of your wedding. And I actually, it's reception food, reception venue, and then cake are the big three. And then everything else is icing, as it were. So anyway, Chapter 10 is also reception venues if they're different from your wedding venue, and I give you various ways in which you could go to other places as well, and their pricing and their website and telephone number. Then Chapter 11, I talk about your flowers, where you can get flowers inexpensively, what you could do with your flowers, what you... And, of course, I always say buy in season because it will save you gobs of money. Now, of course, if you wanted to buy silk, you could do that. There are various places in the flower district now that do, instead of live flowers, they now do silk. And if you wanted paper flowers, you could also do that. And as you know, we had Danielle Zuckerman on the show probably about, what, maybe 6 months ago, 6 or 7 months ago, and although her creations are not inexpensive, you do have them forever. And then Chapter 12, invitations, and I tell you various places and ways that you can either create your invitations. I am partial to paper presentation on West 18th Street because their papers are phenomenal, and I could go in there every single day and touch all of the papers. I just love them. And they are quite wonderful people, and they have upstairs a place in which you can order your invitations and your programs. They even give you wording for your invitations, and actually I don't think I did wording for the program, but I do give you invitations for the formal and the informal. And their prices are quite good. And then Chapter 13 is music. I hear music in my ears, and that is, of course, various ways that you can save on having music for your wedding, either from someone you know, or a school, or a DJ. I give you various ways of doing that. Reception decorations and favors. I elaborate on decorations, what you can do for favors, and money-saving tips in that respect. And then Chapter 15 is I'm ready for my close-up now, and I show you various ways to save on your close-up, whether it is photography or videography. And I have, of course, in my resources, various people you can contact. Chapter 16 is transportation, and I love cars, so I go in depth about cars and where you can find them, what you can use, and other things. And Chapter 17 is the officiants, the ceremony celebrants, and I was lucky enough, as you know, to interview several people, so I have spoken to them. And I'm an officiant, so I tell you about how to contact various people. And then in Chapter 18, I have a checklist of what you might need for the course of your wedding ceremony, so I have checklists on for the various people in your wedding party, what they might need to keep your wedding going full steam ahead, and what they should be doing, and so that you're not worrying about that. Then I have on chapter 19 questions that you ask your vendors. And during the first part of the book, I don't remember what chapter, I think it's chapter 2 or 3, I have 7 of the most important questions for you to ask your wedding vendors. But then I have in chapter 19 the other questions that you can ask the vendors, just so if you have incomplete knowledge of what to ask, I give you those questions. And then chapter 20 is a category information. And I give you for the various elements or parts of the wedding, I give you a table so you can fill in information or check things off. Then there's a resource page of all the people that I contacted and have vetted. I have a discount resources index, and that's all of the people who are my friends that I know are wonderful and that will work within your budget. I have additional resources for people who I also know but are not budget friendly that well, but they're really wonderful. References, photos, photography credits, and then of course a thank you to you, my readers. And I want to thank you right now for being a part of my listening crew in advance. And I hope that you will either, when you do purchase the book, that you will, I'm sure, get as much information as you can use out of it in whatever form you purchase it, whether it's the mini, the full, or the print. And on that note, I guess I'm signing off because, really, I've gone over my time, but I did really want you to know what was going on with the book, what was in the book, and just to give you a heads up of what's going on in Budget Weddings NYC life for you, whether it's on the radio or on the website or in life. Alrighty, this is Charlena P.F. signing off for Saturday, the 31st of January. I'm so glad I was able to spend some time with you this last Saturday, this last date, this last beautiful but freezing cold day of January, the first month of 2015. And until next time, bye-bye.